So in some situations, like say in our relationships, especially our children, in one sense they are not in our control, but at the same time, whether they become good or not, that's very much important for us, and we can't leave it to just destiny. So what do we do in such a situation? See, there is always the need to harmonize the two contradictory factors of control and dependence. Control and dependence. See, the Bhagavad Gita, normally when you talk about Sharanagati of surrender, the standard image that most people who are familiar with Sharanagati, that they will have is of Draupadi. Now, when she is being disrobed, at that time she just raises her hands and she surrenders to Krishna, and Krishna protects her. That is Sharanagati that is the normal conception of Sharanagati. But if we consider the Bhagavad Gita, it concludes with Krishna telling Arjuna, surrender to me. Saradharman pratyam mamekam sharanam praja. Sharana is clear word. And Arjuna also said, yes, I will surrender to you. Karishye vachanam tava. I will do your will. But then, how does Arjuna surrender? Arjuna surrender is not by raising his hands. Arjuna raises his bow. And for him, raising his bow and fighting, that is surrender. That means surrender is not a stereotype. Sometimes in surrender, we just recognize that things are not in my control and we depend on God. Sometimes in surrender, we take up and endeavor wholeheartedly. So similarly, in different situations in our life, there are different degrees of control that we have. So for example, when the children are very small, at that time, the children are very dependent on the parents. And the, relatively speaking, the control that the parents can have on the children, that is much greater. As they grow older, they have more freedom. And they need to be given more freedom. Naturally, they will take that freedom even if we don't give it to them. And so at that time, things are not in our control. So, you know, in the initial years of the life, the way we do our dharma is like Arjuna. You know, we vigilantly protect our children. But then as we grow older, you know, we have to shift to Draupadi. You know, we just have to do it. It's not in our control ultimately. But in both cases, we are still doing our best. So actually, one thing important about relationships is that in different relationships, there are different degrees of intimacy that work the best. And there's a saying that good fences make good neighbors. So like that now, if you consider two people in a relationship, sometimes the different people need different degrees of freedom. So I cannot have the same fence for everyone in all relationships. So if we try to have too much control on some people, they just rebel. And then that sours the relationship totally. But if we give a little bit of freedom, now they're happy with that freedom. And it's, you know, if we have loved someone for a long time, it's not that they want to break the relationship also. You know, even if they want, they have some impulses, they have some passions. So at that time, actually, especially when children come to teenage is a very turbulent period. Because what has happened at that time is, in the body, the hormones start activating. That creates a lot of passion. And at the same time, the intelligence is also started getting activated. So in the childhood, when they're especially small children, for their children, the parents are like gods. You know, oh, my parents are perfect. Everything that they do is so wonderful. But then, once they come to the teenage years, you know, they start seeing, you know, my parents, you know, they have so many faults also. So, yeah, now, what happens at this stage, if the parents try to hold too much control,
then that whole combination, first there are the hormones and the emotions which are coming from that, then the intelligence which is awakened by which they can see faults, and all that comes together and then they just rebel. But usually, if some amount of freedom is given at that time, then they may see the faults, but after that turbulence of teenage passes, then there is a more settled, mature relationship where they say, yes, my parents have faults, but still, they've done so much for me. And I'm grateful to them. So basically, rather than thinking of relationship as successful or unsuccessful, now one of the most common results of this Karmavad philosophy of everything in my hand is, we always see things in terms of or this. But the Gita's understanding is more of and. No, this and this. So there can be dependence and there can be control also. Like surrender can be in both ways. Draupadi's way as well as Arjuna's way. So like that, in rather than thinking of relationships as successful or unsuccessful, we can see that relationships are not digital, they're analog. So in some relationships, some people may need a bigger fence. And if you give them a bigger fence, that relationship stays. And some people, you know, you can have a very close fence, very close relationships. So what different people need, that we learn by living with them, by observing them, by interacting with them. And sometimes we may want a very close relationship with someone, but they don't want that close relationship. Then that is where it's like, you know, that's where the conflict comes. So they want, you know, give me my space. So that's what they are saying, but no, I want very close. So then we have to recognize that that relationship may not play out exactly the way that we want it to. But just because the relationship is not playing out the way I want it to, that does not mean the relationship is a failure. You know, if I just agree for a little more distance, a little more freedom, then the relationship will stabilize. And generally, if the parents have given good samskaras to their children, then even if during the teenage there is rebellion, then after that phase passes, you know, again the intelligence stabilizes, and then the relationship warms up again. So, but especially the problem comes when in the teenage there is conflict. If that conflict leads to too much antagonism, and especially if in that antagonism the ego comes into the picture. Now, I am right, you are wrong. And one day you will come crawling back on your knees and admit that I am wrong. Then if that relationship is parted on those terms, then even if they realize they are wrong, they will not come back. Because the ego comes in the way at that time. So whatever happens is that, you know, if in a relationship things are not going the way we would like them to go, then still, you know, it is best not to spoil the relationship. That means try to have cordial relationship. And even if some people are going on the wrong track, you know, it is better that in some cases they go on the wrong track and then learn and come back, rather than we trying to force them to stay on the right track, and in that process they just ruin the relationship, because ultimately we can't control people. So if they are going to go on the wrong track, they are going to go. Better let them feel that, you know, my parents are there for me. And certainly it's very painful to see somebody going on a wrong track, especially after we have invested so much in them and given so much to them. But then sometimes that is the way the lesson needs to be learned. And if we are simply available for them, then they will themselves realize and they'll come back on the right track. See, the Bhagavad Gita is remarkable among the various religious texts, that it, one of the concluding verses in the Bhagavad Gita is that Vimrishaitat Asheshena Yathech Siddhaguru. Deliberate deeply and do as you desire. So even God acknowledges our independence. So he's also giving counsel, you know, do this. The Bhagavad Gita is not so much a book of commandments as it is a book of choices and consequences.
If you do this, this will happen. If you do this, this will happen. And I said, deliberate deeply and then decide what you want to do. So even God can't control our independence. So what can we control? We are definitely not as powerful as God. So we can't control others. But rather than, mainly the problem in relationships come when we expect that relationship to be on particular terms. The relationship can go on, but it may have to go on a different terms than what we expected. And if you accept that, then the relationship does survive. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions? Or shall we stop here? It's almost 9 now.